CliffCentral.com. Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. My name is Jason Von Berg. Nikita Camacho is with us. And look who is back.
Woohoo! Hello!
Hi, Jennifer Sue.
It's nice to be back. I have to say I missed you guys. But happy birthday to Cliff Central.
I know. Can you believe it? 2 years ago. Remember what happened 2 years ago?
I remember.
Our first show, which I wasn't able to attend.
Didn't you have tonsillitis? You were having your tonsils removed.
Removed, yeah.
And then Miss SA at the time, Rolene Strauss, who became Miss World, she came in and was my guest, my very first guest on the bus.
And you didn't come in for that?
No, I couldn't.
I mean, that's extenuating circumstances for Jason to miss that.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if I had like 1 foot in the grave, I would even come and meet her.
Listen, I was so groggy and I had no voice. I would have been...
It doesn't matter. You're too speechless regardless.
Look, I suppose that's unradio. Hey, any rules... There's no rules here. Hey,
and we've had so many guests come through our studio as well.
Yeah,
and of course
amazing.
The present Miss SA as well.
Yes, we've had her even before she was crowned as Miss South Africa.
Yes, we did. I think it was our luck that actually helped to win.
Yeah,
I'm convinced because all the ladies who came here, they actually placed quite high, so
they did. All of them, in fact.
So
Sharon,
I think we had
Koalo,
Elizabeth Malapo.
Yeah,
Taylor. They all did.
See,
they
we
did
picked
very
well.
Well.
We picked very well.
Okay, next thing is the lotto. Okay, I'm
okay,
going to
try that. That would be amazing.
I think
thank
what
you.
We'll do, we'll rub our hands, rub it, give it a little lucky charm, and be like, okay, these numbers, this is where we're going.
Yes, I like that idea. Okay, so events-wise, there's been a lot happening, and a lot happening in the Midrand area specifically, correct?
A lot at the Mall of Africa. That place is huge. So last night I was at the Hugo Boss event. And it was fantastic, but it took me 30 minutes just to find the place because I had to go from the parking lot, which was way far away. But once I got there, it was great.
So a good event that you went to.
I did.
Should we have a listen to what Zakes had to say?
Yeah,
about?
Zakes Bantwini was the man of the moment there. We're with Zakes Bantwini on the Buzz at the Hugo Boss event. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Jen?
Very good. So
tell me
what Hugo Boss you're wearing. I love this outfit. It's like...
It's like
wow. It's like tomato.
It's out there.
Whoever
knows me knows that I love my bright colors. So I really don't mind like rocking a purple suit, a red suit, maroon suit. And... I don't know my colors very well. So I don't know what color is this.
I always say it's like a tomato. I mean,
it's like a tomato orange. Oh, yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah, a gen tomato orange suit that I'm wearing today. So I really love rocking bright colors.
And what do you think about the Mall of Africa?
I think it's amazing. I come from Durban, so we've been having a Gateway as the biggest mall in Southern Africa.
Right.
And now you have Mall of Africa and Gauteng. So it's amazing. But it's big. I think it's just beautiful shops. And of course, we're here at Hugo Boss, and it's amazing. It's an amazing shop. It's very, very spacious. And then a beautiful item of clothing. I think maybe guys should come here and check it out.
Absolutely. So what projects are you working on at the moment?
I'm working on my new album. I haven't been working on an album for three. This is like the fourth year.
Wow.
So I'm working on my new album. It should be coming out in October. But I'm prepping a single in August. I'm excited about that. So I've been doing business. I've been at Sony. And I feel like this year it's time that I leave the boardroom and go back to the studio.
Very
super awesome. That's Zakes Bantwini right here on The Buzz.
Sure. So Zakes is busy as always. And I'm looking forward to hearing that new single. He said August. I mean, that's so long.
You've
got to wait a long time for that.
Actually,
he should drop something sooner, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah, he's very cool. So you were at the Hugo Boss event. I was at the Converse event getting my shoes customized.
Also at the
cool.
Mall of Africa.
I
saw
that. And Good Luck was performing. And a couple of other DJs were there. I saw the guys from Rubber Duck who are regulars to our show as well. So that was quite nice. My dinner, let me tell you. There was this like candy jar or candy table, and I just was like a little kid in a candy store, packed it full with these chocolate, I don't know, things, speckled eggs, jelly beans, these little apricots. I just smashed them, everything. There was nothing left. I was hyper after having all that sugar. And then I had a Starbucks coffee on top of that as well. So I was buzzing for days. I was like,
so I guess you didn't get much sleep then.
Not really, yeah. So I'm a little bit tired. But a very cool event. And the mall is very nice. It's pretty. It's cool.
It is. It's like being overseas, actually. Yeah. It's quite, wow. Glitz. Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah, it is very big.
But they put all of this up there.
Yeah.
So. Have you been there yet, Nikita?
No, I haven't. I'm trying to find my way there.
Yeah,
I will. It's a problem. Because I know the moment I go there, I'm going to smash it hard.
And drop lucky cash.
Yes, that plastic is going to burn. So I've had to get other things in the meantime. Yeah. So I think maybe the next couple of weeks, maybe at the end of the month, I'll go treat myself.
No, I wouldn't go at month end. I would go mid-month. Right. I'll
have to time it perfectly because I can't deal with huge crowds. Oh, I just can't. Not that the pushing and shoving. I'm just very paranoid.
Yeah.
I'm just like, move away. Yeah. Move away.
Yeah, so perfect. That was the Mall of Africa. And then what's happening this weekend? I think there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on this weekend.
Should I start?
You start.
Okay.
You have to.
What am I doing this weekend, Jason? Well, Jason's going to Sun City for another triathlon because, you know...
Another triathlon after Ironman. Oh, my goodness.
I'm doing half an Ironman distance this time around. But I'm heading up to Sun City, and I'm quite excited to see what they've been up to, you know, in terms of the refurbishment and the revamp. I think they were spending like $800 million at Rand or something.
Yeah, it's something insane. And, you know, they actually needed a big facelift. So
it's been a while.
Send some pics.
I will. That entertainment center, I've been told I have to put my gumboot hat on. What do you call it?
A hard hat.
The hard hat, yeah. Mm. So that will be quite cool.
I'm really looking forward to this refurbishment.
I think it's going to be very nice. So I'll keep you posted on that front. What are you guys getting up to?
Well, I have the Celsi Polo. That's coming up on Sunday. And we've got Carly Bailey Nattison, who's in studio. She is the publisher of Prestige Magazine. And she's going to tell us about what's happening with the Celsi Polo.
Hi, Jane. Hi, everyone.
Hello,
Carly. Lovely being here. Yes, so Sunday is the Celsi Polo. We're quite excited. As a lifestyle luxury magazine, these events are always so exciting for us to see all the outfits, to see the jewelry, to see the shoes, to see the fashion, to see who's there on the social pages as well. So we're looking forward to a lovely event. It's at the Waterfall Polo Grounds, so it's going to be a lovely event.
Excellent. And what is the theme this year?
The theme is Midas Touch, so it's everything is going to be gold.
Ooh,
lavish.
So everything I touch turns to gold. I love it. Yes.
Gold finger, hey?
I'm going to be a gold finger.
And what I personally enjoy about the polo, it's not just always about the polo. People actually enjoy other facets of it. There's always like nice activities. There's always like a cigar lounge, a whiskey lounge, some chocolate lounges. Since I hear you.
clearly a big
you get quite excited about those.
So if I finish my triathlon in time, can
you
I just
come
pop through?
And have some chocolate.
I mean, you can just run on over.
Yeah, well, it might be a little bit far.
It'll take you no time.
That's cool, man. So it's happening at Waterfall, which is a lovely venue as well. And I think they've used that a couple of times for other events there. So it's definitely becoming a very popular
polo event. And they've got the beautiful grounds and it's easy access and parking because you don't want to struggle with any of those. And that's why, especially with all the dresses and heels and things, you want to be easily accessible.
What are your fashion tips for the polo?
It's going to be exciting because I hope people really dress up. You know, it's nice when everybody dresses up when there's a theme. So we hope to see lots of gold and sequences and shine and I hope and be comfortable though because you are walking on grass and things like that. Mm. So a nice little wedge, but like still dress it up. And hats,
Jen?
Polo.
Mm-hmm. You love
your
hats.
I've got something special. I'm just trying to figure out how to put it on. It doesn't kind of, there needs to be two more combs on the hat. And so I'm having trouble actually figuring out how to put it on.
Okay. So who's going to help you with that then?
This is a good question. I don't know. I don't know who's going to help me.
Pop over.
And apparently I'm going to have, they said they've set aside, De Beers and Lorena Fune with Forever Mark has set aside 3 million rands worth of jewelry for me.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. So actually, whatever I touch turns to diamonds.
Yeah, apparently. Wow.
I love it.
How much was that value?
3 million rand.
Oh my goodness, Jen, do you have security walking around?
And I've got three bodyguards with me, just so don't worry. I've actually requested the hunkiest bodyguards to come and keep me company.
Did you cast them just to make sure
I had a little casting myself.
Because, okay. I think it's Adele's bodyguard who is kind of causing a bit of a stir. I'll find a picture.
It's also Kim Kardashian's bodyguard who is causing a bit of a stir. Yeah. And Kanye West was really jealous.
We fired him within a few hours before the Met Gala. So.
Listen, I would fire Kanye for what he wore to the Met Gala. And if the guys had to wear what he was wearing to the Met Gala, and if they had to wear it to the polo, I would kick them out.
There were a few outrageous outfits, actually.
I know.
It was quite crazy.
It was like a crazy theme to begin with, but I just thought, you know, it is very prestigious. You have to obey the laws, you know, of fashion to a point. And just because you're Kanye West...
Well,
and
Madonna did not obey the laws.
No, definitely not.
Ball, no.
And some of the interviews that I saw with her, she was so weird.
Yeah.
It was like she was on summon.
She's going through this whole child custody thing.
Yeah, I guess.
And I think it's really gotten to her. It's difficult, you know.
But there should still be an element of glamour, and I think somebody like Taylor Swift totally missed that.
Hey.
Like, where's your element of glamour?
Yeah.
You can't just, I would wear that during the day, you know, type of
vibe. Even Selena Gomez, she also didn't look, I got like more of a grungy feel when I looked at her outfit.
I love Beyonce.
That was glamour.
I thought Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid looked
gorgeous.
Amazing.
Well, she and
Cindy Crawford looked incredible.
Cindy Crawford, can we actually just take a minute or five? Okay, cool.
She's amazing.
Kylie Jenner also looked amazing.
She was my best dressed, I actually thought, because I didn't even want to admit it out loud, but she looked gorgeous. And I just kept thinking,
I wasn't talking about her. I was talking about the other one. Sorry.
No, Kendall also looked amazing.
Yeah, that one.
Kendall
That's
Jenner. All the Kardashians wore Balmain except for Kendall Jenner. She wore Versace that night.
Yes.
And she really stood out. You know, she got the cutout dress and the whole works. Now, speaking of glitz and glam, you, Carly, are going to Monaco for the Grand Prix.
Yes.
That's the kind of events that Prestige magazine does.
Yes, we're very fortunate to do lovely events. Looking forward, it's going to be my first time to actually attend a Grand Prix. So, yes, I'll get some tips from you a bit later.
Hmm.
But we're looking forward. Unfortunately, we're missing the festival just before. But, yes, we're looking
forward.
The Cannes
Film Festival.
Film Festival, because I know Jen usually goes there.
Yes,
every
year.
Are you going
year.
This year?
This year, I'm probably not going.
Okay.
I've got some stuff I've got to do in Joburg.
Okay.
So, I've got, business at home, so to say.
Sure, Jen.
Yeah.
There are tickets available, you know who to call.
Pass them on.
However, you never know with these things.
Yeah, you could hop in a plane like tomorrow.
I do that. And I do that occasionally. So, anyway, let's get back to Carly. Tell me about what Prestige magazine events are coming up. What kind of events are you guys planning?
So with Prestige, we're very lucky to work with a few brands. We're usually the media partner. Like last night at the Mall of Africa, we were Bang & Olufsen's media partner. So they also have got a new store there now, looking beautiful. Their product is amazing. And then we like to partner with all these brands. We do a lot of things for Ferrari. Mercedes-Benz is one of our biggest clients. And then coming up is a Prestige Challenge, where we're bringing in cars from all over the world to come race in South Africa.
Oh, no way. That's cool.
Yes. It's a very high-end
event.
It's to bring in your car to South Africa to come race on these roads with a Kalami going all the way down to Cape Town and things. That's going to be a very prestigious event, but I'll keep you guys up to date.
Yeah, please. Yes. That would be awesome. I think that's going to be a lot of interested parties, you know, and the sort of caliber of people that will come down.
That will attend like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have
and
you
that
got
we're
any
doing
names
with McLaren.
Oh.
You know what? It is quite confidential.
I tried. We'll find out soon.
Okay.
Cool. And how can we follow Prestige on social media?
Prestige, we've got our Facebook page, we've got our Instagram. We've got a website where you can also find the latest copy of the Prestige magazine. So that is PrestigeMag_SA on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. But definitely go look at the website, PrestigeMag.com, and you'll find the latest copies. The hard copy will actually be published there.
And we want the private jet. You guys have the private jet there. I mean, this is what Jace, Nikita, and I need for our next event.
I know.
Let's go in style.
Please. please? Can we sort
Come
that
on.
Out?
Yeah, let's sort that out. Out.
So what are you wearing tomorrow or on Sunday?
What am I wearing on Sunday? Jeez, to be honest with you, I haven't even had the chance to think about
really,
it.
Carly?
Yeah, I'm very bad with things like that because we do so many events. It's usually a runaway. I was actually caught last week before the Boca Film Festival on the Friday running in Long Street looking for a dress. And it was, I don't know if you guys remember, there was this horrible storm.
It was terrible.
I was soaked.
Oh, no.
So
oh,
trust me, looking for dresses is not always that
as
easy.
As glamorous as
luckily,
we are.
Gavin Raja came to the rescue.
Wow.
So I
could
had
just
a lovely
you running.
I was soaking, and that storm, you know, I came around a corner and the wind nearly took me out. I thought, I never realized the wind can be that strong in Cape Town.
And then the next day it was perfect.
Next day it was perfect.
Nothing ever happened.
Well,
really.
I think it has to play along because, no, you know, it was like if there was a big event the next day. Yeah, so exactly. Somehow the weather just, no, it's play along.
Yeah.
That okay. is so amazing. Carly Bailey Natterson, publisher of Prestige Magazine. Thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz.
Thank you so much, Jen. Lovely meeting you all.
Yeah. Coming up, we've got the guys from the Boss Model Party, like a boss.
Like a boss.
They're going to tell us about the boys and girls of Cliff Central. We've got a huge party. That's also coming up tomorrow night. And we've got Carla Harris and we've got Anne, and they're going to chat about that. That's all coming up on The Buzz.
Cool. But you want to hear a new song from Justin Timberlake?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
Have a listen to this. This one's called Can't Stop the Feeling.
I got this feeling.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining us on CliffCentral.com. This is The Buzz with myself, Jen Su, Jason Von Berg, and Nikita Camacho. And we've got these crazy guys in studio. Carlo Harris from Lifestyle 24. We also have singer and superstar Anne talking about the Boss Model Party. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Hey.
Yeah, so tell us all about the party. This is, you know, this is also a joint venture with Cliff Central tomorrow evening. So I want to know the whole lowdown.
Well, it's going to be the hottest party, I think, of the year, certainly of the winter. Boss Models official party is happening in Rosebank out in Club Fluid. And, of course, it's in partnership with Cliff Central, with yourselves. They are also doing a scouting. It's hashtag BAGCC, Boys and Girls of Cliff Central. So what's happening is that you take your pick and hashtag it, and you get scouted by either Boss Models or the Cliff Central station with one of your colleagues.
And that's exciting stuff, yeah.
Is this happening at the event itself, or is this, can people just upload pictures from, say, today and hashtag that, and then hopefully if they're selected, they come through to the event, or how does it work?
Good question. They can do it every day. It's been happening already. And obviously with over 400 models, Boss Models, internationals as well, and a huge list of celebrity, and amazing list of media and press. It's a great time to be spotted, but it doesn't hold you back to take one right now and put it on. Put it on Facebook, Twitter, where you want. And
I'm going to leave myself out of this because, you know, I'm not a model.
I've
been discovered already.
What are the criteria for the boys and girls of Cliff Central? What kind of assets do you need to have?
The brief that I have from the client at this point is a little cleaner than that. But
hey, look, this is on radio, so
yeah. You think you're a whatever. Model?
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Well, you know what they say about having a face for face for radio and all that.
I don't think we're that bad.
Okay. Cool. What are those assets? Yeah.
All right, so the criteria is, you know, obviously you're looking for models and talents that could be picked up. Bosses was at number one agency in the country, and have got so many Miss SAs and, you know, around the world, and have got Miss Worlds as well in the fold. So exciting to be in partnership. There'll be some nice wine tasting as well at the party. Montpellier is coming out, a 300-year-old farm. You've seen them at prestigious events like Aston Martin, Maserati, and all the rest of it. There'll be a champagne selection of tasting, a champagne tasting, actually, wine. And then we've got some vodka drinks as well for all the models who want to get crazy when the neon lights will light up the show, you know. And, of course, we're launching the sexy new Fiat 500. It's a cabriolet by... Fiat Midran Alpha. They're going to be having some of these cars on display, and we're giving away some prizes as well, and we can drive the car off for the weekend. Hashtag is hashtag Fiat Alpha Midran, and you can win a car for a weekend. you can take the top off while you're driving, 100 k's an hour.
Bad.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Little turbo, 900, 180 rand, it's full tank, and it's still fast like a GDI. It's kind of cool. We drove one here. So,
is it outside?
Yeah, it's outside.
Oh,
so
gosh,
we'll
have to check it out.
We'll take some photos and put it on your page.
And Casper De Vries, is he going to be your red carpet reporter?
I think he's going to be our doorman for this one. We had a discussion. And Casper said he was just fired for being obnoxious.
He was making a lot of comments about Carly Bailey Nathanson's ass.
Well, she's a hottie.
Let's talk about those dudes for a second. Like, you can't help but look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's amazing, hey? Yeah. And look, her magazine's amazing. Prestige magazine's quite cool.
So they're going to be there as well.
She said she's coming, so we'll see. You know, she's a busy girl. As long as Jen can twist that rubber arm. You know, Jen can get anything right. She's that good. And we're excited to have Anae with us tomorrow. It's a new partnership. Lifestyle 24, we've got obviously 12 branches, over 1,200 promoters, and we guarantee trending. We hope to see this show trend right now as we're talking with our teams. And we partnered with Be Your Dream because they focus on youth and students. And Anae can talk about that for us a little bit in her own career maybe. And we're going to be filming, capturing all this stuff for DSTV.
That's right. We're going to be there with our cameras. And we're going to give it all to you guys. You guys are going to see all about it. On Twitter, it's Be Your Dream Lifestyle. That's the name of this new show. Be Your Dream is a current show on CakeNet Now and on DSTV. And this is going to be a new part of Be Your Dream, like a new show on its own. It's called Be Your Dream Lifestyle. All about lifestyle, elite lifestyle, fab lifestyle, all those kinds
Jen's
of things.
Life.
That's right.
And Carly, Natasha's lives. Yeah.
Absolutely. A bit about myself. I'm an artist, producer, songwriter, singer, and my current album is called Dagelijkse Daglig. I gave you one.
What does that mean in English?
It means...
Right, like the daylight?
Something? Yeah, it's like as clear as daylight.
Yes.
Ah,
that's
nice.
Right. That's right. And but it's not just Afrikaans, it's completely bilingual. The album, and I'm also the national ambassador of Lifeline. Do you guys know Lifeline?
Yes.
Really awesome people, awesome organization. They handle emotional wellness, and that touches all kinds of stuff in the society. And that's also why I started the Beauty Dream Project. It's a project primarily, and with that, I reach out to youths. About 12,000 youths every month. Every month is what I see. With this project, it's really impeccable. It's really awesome. Yeah. All those kinds of things.
I never get time with this. 3 shows a week. This one.
That's incredible.
So, and she's also she's shy. She's actually gone double platinum or something or whatever. Talk us about your radio, maybe your album.
That's true. That's true. My one of my albums, like in the first 10 months of being on Upiraka, being available, it went gold. Album after that was a duet album with Gerard Stein that went platinum, and this new album. I actually don't know what the current status is of it. Maybe my audio guy can tell me. But
I think you've got a new big record deal. Tell us about that.
That's true. International. I have
with Sony.
It's signed with Sony. Undersigned with Sony with Sidecar Records. It's what it is. Mm. There's a new album being recorded for that.
When you said is that Simon Cowell?
Is that Simon Cowell?
Sidecar Records.
Sorry.
I also thought it was Simon Cowell.
Oh, sorry.
No, I heard Sidecar.
Really awesome people. Lots of exciting things going to come from that. I'm going to let you guys know all about it.
So what are the plans so far? I mean, are you heading overseas?
Wow, sure. Like, so busy with this right now and this brand new TV show I'm doing with Carlo. That is what is happening right now. Dream, it also has studios, audio studios, TV studios. So that's also like really keeping me busy. The outreaches, the stuff with the youth, totally, totally busy. But yes, there is a plan for an international tour to the USA. I've done stuff there before. I've done stuff there last year. Really awesome. With a few states, and I also went to Europe a bit on tour. It really is awesome meeting new people.
Okay. So how did your partnership come to be with you guys?
We met at one of the events, a Sogo Sun event. It's called...
All the chef tasting, yeah. All
that's
the top
right.
chefs were slanting to...
That's right.
That was the
I was covering
DJ Fresh and them, yeah.
Yeah, I was covering it with the TV show for Be Your Dream, and Carlu and I met there, and this lovely idea just came to mind. And we started brainstorming, and now is the birth of this new TV show.
We also kept going in the same places. Fashion Week. We run to the, you know, to the red carpets, doing the pageants and all the rest of it. And they asked us to do, obviously, myself,
H&M
I'm international.
Opening.
Yeah, H&M. So, you know, I'm an internationally certified auctioneer and done auctions in 221 cities around the world myself. And, you know, if you rank, if you Google right now, elite auction events or red carpet auctions.
Oh, I want you to auction something.
All right, let's auction off. Let's auction off one
auction
sexy
off.
Little date with Jen Su. Come on, it's only money, honey. Show me money. How about 2 million? 3, 3, 3, 4. All done now.
Nobody's
Duncan?
Bidding.
Sold
it. Bidding?
Nobody's bidding.
I'm going to myself at 4 million.
4 million? You can't stop at 4 million.
She's
worth a hell of a lot more than 4.
Yeah, I
is
don't
that
know.
All I get?
I rigged it because I needed it.
I mean, she's wearing 3 million rands worth of jewelry over the weekend.
Is
that,
that
alone
right?
means she's worth at least 30
Is that
million.
At the polo event, Club CLC. That's going to be fab. Well, talking about jewelry, we're also going to have something like that. More, you know, for the models and the trend goers and the party goers. We're having De Beers Scarlet Tea. Hashtag Scarlet Tea De Beers.
You've got hashtags for days.
Of course.
I hope you've got a list.
Oh, the king.
That's true.
That's the king. The king
hashtag
of hashtags.
This, hashtag that.
Lifestyle 24, baby.
What?
That's what we do. That's what we do. You know, Lifestyle 24, we're the kings of hashtag. And the show was initially going to be called Hashtag Lifestyle. We decided to do Hashtag BYD Lifestyle rather. But, you know, what can we say? You know, Hashtag everything. It's the world.
Hashtag everything. I just hope you've got a list because I've already got lost.
Yeah.
What's the main one that we need to
hashtag
know?
Hashtag BYD?
BYD.
Lifestyle.
Okay.
That's right.
And that's
also
the one
hashtag BAGCC. That's the hashtag boys and girls of Cliff Central, because we want some hotties here in the studio.
Okay.
I'm tired of looking at Jason and Nikita. I want some other hotties. Come on.
We need a
Let's
casting.
Have some more.
I got an idea.
Do
bring a mirror.
Casting now.
Bring a mirror for Jen.
Yo.
We'll be hot. Listen, Jen. So hopefully you're going to be out there tomorrow as well. I believe the Fiat guys from Fiat Madrid Alpha, they're going to be picking you guys up and have red carpet arrivals, big press list. Do you know of the press that's coming?
Who's coming?
We've confirmed quite a lot of the TV shows. Vuzu, you know, Channel, CakeNet, MNet, obviously. The Be Your Dream Team, obviously, we'll be filming.
So you're filming tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'll be hosting the event and be bringing on
and
stage.
And Anae, are you singing?
I'm not singing this time.
It's a club
not
event.
Not this time.
Maybe we'll...
It's a club event, yeah. Yeah, maybe next time.
Mm. Don't worry about remembering all the hashtags. What you've got to do is just check your phone. Check your phone out, and you'll see the phone buzzing with all the hashtags. Because we've actually created 4 major tags, and it doesn't matter what you like, what your lifestyle is. We always ask, what's your lifestyle? And that's it. That's why we got the Diamond Jewelry with De Beers and Scarlet Tea. We've got the BAGCC, which is the Cliff Central, getting a contract with Boss Models and all the rest, with Casper Show and all the rest of it.
Oh, so they also get a contract with Casper's show.
Yeah, it's Casper's actual idea in terms of the Cliff Central, boys and girls of Cliff Central. It started there, it originated there with the fabulous guys from Infinite PR. I'm going to do it again. Hashtag Infinite PR. Yeah. And
Hashtag last for days. But it's cool.
It's recorded, isn't it? Is it digital? Isn't it recorded? Come on now.
Yeah, there's a podcast, so we'll put it out there so everybody can like kind of pause and then go, okay, I'm going to write that down.
Write
I've got
down
that.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think what's really cool about this is that there's a contract up for grabs as well.
Yeah.
So will you guys be documenting this process of this person winning, you know, in their next step into becoming a model of some sorts? Because I think that, you know what, the thing is.
It could be something. It could be something. Look, we're going to be there filming, and we're going to have obviously access. We're going to be featuring the club, which has done some certain upgrades. I haven't seen so many neon lights in my life before. It looks really sexy. The guys have gone out there, by the way, special dancers for the show. And like I said, a whole selection of champagne. So the guys are going to put on a nice show. We're going to try and capture that. But we'll also try and capture this process with the.
I think it's important to, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because a lot of these reality shows or events that we go to, people are. They're on this massive platform, everybody's talking about them, and then all of a sudden there's this massive drop off and you never see this person again.
Yeah.
So that's why I think if your show
you're like,
is exactly
what happened to this person?
Exactly, and this is the perfect platform
that's right.
for
Be
you
dream
to carry
is all
on.
About making dreams come
I love
true.
It. I like
so,
that idea.
Yeah.
So I think it's important.
You can
to
send
document
us your invoice.
It.
Yeah.
You know what?
We might as well. It seems like we just hand out ideas whenever we have guests
we
in
do.
Studios. So. Yeah, we should start those invoicing.
Yeah.
we're a little bit behind.
But it's going to be a good event. Jen, what are you wearing to that?
You know, this is the hard thing because before that time, I've got this sort of Chinese community banquet that I'm speaking for about my book and this and that. So I've got to go from there to the red carpet. So I'm thinking now, what am I going to do?
Crossover kind of thing.
So I have to have a cocktail dress in my handbag, which I'm planning to do.
There you go.
I'm gonna figure it out.
Okay. That this celebrity presenter, who was it the other? I forget. That did that was having so many outfits in her bag as she was going around.
Yeah, that's what I do. Wow. You have to do that.
We're gonna do
it.
We're gonna do a show with Jen Sue. We're gonna do a little clip with her.
We have to follow you a bit and just see you just whipping that dress out.
And then the hats and the shoes.
I mean, the
jewelry. I mean, it's insane.
I want that bag, man. Where's this all coming from?
Magic bag.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like a Mary Poppins bag. You know,
with your glam squad and everything.
So I know. I'm still working out the logistics of my wardrobe.
And hey, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm also in a bit of a predicament. I'm also going to be possibly wearing two brands.
Okay.
Fazar is the one, obviously.
That is true. And the other one is Vomo Duplicy Couture.
Okay.
That's right. Mm. And they're both stunning and beautiful. So I'm also going to be just like you. Having a bag with a dress in the bag.
Going on TV, running back, going back.
That's right, because nice. I just love both. I just can't pick one, so...
Yeah, Fazar Couture has come aboard and dressing both myself and Nay. And if you go check it out, hashtag Fazar Couture, you knew it's going
to
come.
And how do we get on the VIP list? Quite a few people actually have asked me how to get on.
Unfortunately, there's no way for you to get in. If you haven't been invited, it's the hottest party. It's prestigious. You can't get in. If you want to get in as a guest, there'll be ticket sales at the door. The club normally handles 600. We've created a separate sexy lounge outside to handle an extra 400 odd people, so we can take 1,000 people for this one. You can't get in if you haven't been invited. You're not in the who's who, sorry for you. You know, so that's how it works. If you know people like Jen, Anay, myself, you can get in the guest list. You talk to us, and we can hopefully get you in. But that's been on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all over. You've seen the messages, even the clip of that Anay and them did last night in studio for this show. So you'll get all the hashtags online. You don't have to remember anything.
There you go. 0861-555-189. If you want to get on that VIP list, you'll have to beg, kick, scream, do everything in order to get on the hottest list for the hottest party. You can call us now. Let's see if anyone wants to get on that list. Otherwise, you can tweet Jen.
You can tweet
or
me.
You guys as well. Where are you on the socials as well?
Yeah, I'm at Carlo C. Harris, at Carlo C. Harris for Twitter.
Myself, I'm on Twitter at Anay Artist. Anay is a very weird spelling. It's a French word. It's actually Anais, but South Africans don't say it that way. Okay, so it's Anais Artist. That's it. Facebook, Twitter, everything.
And speaking of you, I want to listen to your music.
Mm. Let's do that.
So I've got a song lined up. Do you want to introduce it? Because I always love artists introducing their own music. This one's called New Love.
I'd love to do that. Okay, this next one is called The Story. And it also has a very cool music video. You should go check it out. I almost drowned in the music video.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily you didn't.
Luckily you didn't.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. And,
Thank you for having us.
Funny how you change when you meet somebody that you feel you've known forever. It's like a replay from the dream you can't remember. And now that I found you, I'm ready for more than before. Let me show you, we are beyond turning back. Nothing better than our new love. Somebody told you, but now you're ready.
That one is called New Love from Anay, right here on the Buzz on CliffCentral.com. You're listening to Jason, Jen, and Nikita right here on the Buzz.
I love her voice.
Beautiful.
Anay has a really beautiful voice, I must say. Very mature sounding.
Yes.
You know, for such a young lady, I mean, very talented. I didn't ask her, but she looks like she's 21 at the latest. Like, maybe she's actually like 18. I'm not sure. She's very young.
Sure.
She
doing
looks,
so well for
she's
herself
got beautiful
as well.
Skin. I mean, she could also be a supermodel. Wow. Very pretty.
Woman Crush Friday.
It is. I want to know about this Boys and Girls of Cliff Central. I mean, are we going to have some new hotties in our studio?
Are you involved in like a judging process at all? Or how?
I'm not judging.
You're not.
But if they want me to, I'll sign up.
Well, what would you look for then?
No, I mean, you know, I think if it's for boss models, then you have to have the height requirement, which is always difficult. But for Cliff Central, I would think personality counts.
Yes, true. Very true. Kind
height,
of like a
height is not necessarily the most important thing for Cliff Central.
Well, Casper's short.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, so you don't have to be the most amazing looking, but, you know, you've got to have a great personality. You've got to be able to host show, that kind of thing, you know, get into what's going on and being in the know. But in any case, I'm looking forward to it. The hashtag is
BAGCC
for the boys and girls of Cliff Central for the Boss Model Party tomorrow night. And there's a whole lot of things coming up. You know what? Tomorrowland is actually coming up.
That's going to be cool.
That is epic.
It's that huge epic festival, the Dance Festival from Belgium, coming to South Africa on the 23rd of July. And actually, not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, the 16th, will be the announcement of the whole lineup. And that is going to be amazing to have Tomorrowland in Johannesburg. Like, wow.
And to see who's going to be on that list as well, to see who's going to be flying out. And, you know, the whole point of Tomorrowland, I know a lot of friends of mine and people always like to, you know, go all over the world just to do Tomorrowland, and that it's actually right here in our backyard, that you don't have to travel too far.
And isn't it happening simultaneously across the world as well? I think
it is. Well, they're also going to have the Belgium Tomorrowland actually on a big screen simultaneously. So it'll be pretty cool. Oh,
I wonder who'll be on that list. Because it's not like we haven't got most of the major DJs in South Africa lately. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With Ultra and all of that. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see who... Maybe Black Coffee will be the headliner.
That would be cool.
Imagine. I mean, Coachella to, you know, to his backyard, South Africa. He should be a headliner.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I'd like to see Tiësto.
Have you not seen Tiësto?
I actually haven't. Okay. I keep missing Tiësto. Mm. I missed Ultra this year. After I was dead set on going, and then unfortunately something came up and I couldn't go. So I'm really looking forward to hopefully seeing Tiësto or Afrojack. I did see Afrojack. I've met him at the MTV Europe Music Awards in Glasgow. So it would be great to see him play again.
I wonder if Avicii will be on that list, because, you know,
he's retired. Well, he's retired.
So, has he retired?
Well, retiring, I guess.
Yeah,
okay, so maybe this will be his swan song.
Or his goodbye to almost.
Goodbye, my lover. I don't think we'll see James Blunt on that list.
No, definitely
That's
not.
A pity. Oh, damn.
I can see it.
There's also the Winter Sculpture Fair going on tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
And it's sort of out by the Lanseria Airport. It's in the Nerox Sculpture Park. And it's like a whole food and wine festival. So they've got all these top restaurants from Franschhoek who have actually brought their reps, flown in and brought in a whole like wine festival. So it's almost like a Winelands festival brought right here to Joburg, which is pretty cool.
Because we're always out of the loop when it comes to wine.
Yeah, I think we are a little
especially
bit behind.
No, you know, especially for Joburg, I think you always have to go down to the Cape.
Mm.
But obviously, Franschhoek is the place to be.
So they're bringing it up to us.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's
Joburg
also
representing.
Happening.
Yeah, and then I think you went to the inaugural opening of the comedy club at Rose Cafe. Hey.
Well, yeah, presented by Goliath and Goliath and Comedy Central. And I also sampled what they had there at the Roast Cafe. They have to die for cakes, I must just say. So you can go there, have a laugh, eat to your heart's content. And it's just amazing to see, you know, local comedians making such an impact. And the house was packed. There was no more seats. It was sold out. And everybody had such a... you know what? I actually went prepared. I had the waterproof mascara because I actually did. I cried. I was laughing so much that I was crying.
And did they tackle everything, like politics?
Politics.
Who was the biggest? Was our president
the favorite, Zuma. And then they also had, the last comedian was Mpho
Pops.
Yes, he was.
That's great.
Amazing.
Oh, my word. He did one
Love
about
Mpho.
He did Madiba and about the death of Madiba and just how he would do it if he was dying on his deathbed and just play around with the children and all of that. It was hilarious. Like saying, calling Grace and be like,
that can be a sensitive topic, though. Can
it
you imagine?
But you know what? He handled it, like, he just handled it so well that people were finished. They were absolutely finished. Just to say, you know, shame, you know, Tata was so old already and that he'd been dying for so long, and just saying, just more of like a comedic side to it, you know, how would you play your day. You know, try and say, I have a Oof. Secret stash, you know. If you had to come up to me and tell me, Nikita, there's a password. And I'd be like, okay, what is it? And you'd be like, 1, 2, it was like that.
Whoa.
It was insane. It really
that
was.
That is hilarious.
But there's, you know what, there's such a variety. Every couple of days they have new comedians coming up. And there's also a countdown. So the comedian only has, say, I don't know, let's say 8 minutes or so. And then they have these flashing lights as well.
Because Comedy Central is also doing that. Is that their roast thing? Their comedy.
Yeah, they do the roast every
but
year.
It's like a special that they're doing. So they're looking for a comedian across the continent.
Mm-hmm. It could be to be part of the roast.
Okay.
Speaking of roasting, MTV also has Celebrities Exposed. They've got this. Basically, they're doing an exclusive screening on Monday. Covert film crews have captured what South African celebrities do when they think no one is watching. Ooh. So Jason and Nikita, if you thought no one was watching you, you may be on this MTV Celebrities Exposed. I can't wait to watch.
Sure.
That sounds a bit scandalous. I'm actually a bit worried. Yeah, you know, what did they actually catch you
doing? You should be worried, Nikita Camacho.
Yeah. I can tell you what's quite funny this morning. I heard that new Justin Timberlake song, and I was the first person in my office. So I don't know why I'm telling you this. Anyway, I'll just tell you.
It's a safe space.
So I'm standing there, and I'm listening to this song, and I'm like, this is really cool. This is really cool. And I just started dancing. Just dancing in the office. There was no one there. No one was around, or so I thought. And there comes this group of people walking past, and there's Jason, like, in his all his glory, like, just jamming it up to Justin Timberlake's new song. And I was like,
wow, all caught on camera.
Well,
I always do that in my car. I won't lie.
Yeah.
And you, like, slow down. You think, okay, maybe I should stop singing and acting like a hooligan. You're like, no, never mind. Just keep doing.
Tell you about this campaign that I'm doing. I'm working on. It's fun. I'll tell you more about that next week. But, yeah.
Okay.
Paula King.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Paula King Chavale. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Was this Joburg traffic just treating you?
Oh my gosh, and there was a strike. It's
oh no.
A strike? Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I heard you were in like Morningside Shopping Center looking for us.
Yeah, I looked everywhere. I was
well, you were getting closer.
I was getting closer
it's
by
like
the minute.
It's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, a treasure hunt, and I finally found the treasure.
So we don't have a lot of time with you, but I want to get to Darts.
Yes.
Because you have made a big impact on this show called Darts,
yes,
which is,
yes,
has
you.
Just made its debut on TV mm-hmm. as well. Tell us a bit more about that and this role that you're playing as well, because I think it's quite
interesting.
Yeah, for us as well. We'll kind of like it.
Yes, I play Lerato Mokoena on Darts. She's a journalist, someone that has just becomes really consumed with finding the truth. You know, she just won't back down until she finds it. I mean, she's a very ambitious character who wants to, like, claw her way up in the, you know, editorial and journalistic world, and at the same time needs to, you know, remain true to her friend whose husband is the suspect and is, you know, the story revolves around, because it's a crime drama, essentially, yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's who I play. I play a person who's just, like, very fierce, you know, she won't back down, and... Yeah, that's essentially who she is, yeah.
So Dart, I wonder where that comes from. Like, how did Dart come about, do you think? Have you spoken to the creatives and the creators of the show?
I haven't, but I think, you know, there's a rise of crime dramas right now, like How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
And I think it's what's great about Dart. I think they wanted to create something. Zanzi Magic wanted to create something where the audience see, like, you know, they're not spoon-fed everything.
Yeah.
You watch every episode and you have to engage your mind and think, you know, what... You look for clues, so you sort of engage in the narrative and you become a detective yourself. So I think Zanzi Magic wanted something like that, you know, just to stir up and invigorate our minds as an audience.
And what's nice about it is that it's very local.
Yes.
So it's not like How to Get Away with Murder is amazing. And
yes,
I think Viola Davis in that role is...
brilliant.
Wow, but she's creepy as well, you know? But we can't really relate. But
relate,
in South Africa,
yes,
because of the crime levels and all of that, I think
it's
really
insane.
Is
insane. I remember reading the script and just realizing that it touches on so many socioeconomic issues and just social issues about, you know, the number of rapes that happen in our country, the number of women that get killed, and, you know, and how much our our justice system seems to turn a blind eye on that. I was saying that, you know, I too have a lot of friends that have been raped. I even have a friend that was murdered at some point.
Really?
And nothing was done about it, you know. Nothing much was done about it. A blind eye was turned to it. So for me, I think doubt is an important story in that light.
And do you feel like it's a story that you... It's so much easier for you to play because you have people who've been affected by...
Yes, it is. I do feel like... I remember there was a point where, you know, we're shooting and I started... I wanted to find the truth, you know. I felt like I was... It was a tribute to my friend that had died in high school. That, you know, if one woman is killed and justice is found for... If justice is found for one woman that's killed, then I think we're on the right track. So...
Sure.
Yeah, so for me, that was
what it was about.
You were
also in the ETV series Heist.
Yes, I did.
You're into the one word ones. Doubt.
Yeah, doubt. Heist. She's the next one, you know. Yeah, but yeah.
And a movie as well coming out very soon.
Yes, that's so cool. I think you guys are going to love it. It's called The Chemo Club, directed by Thandi Brewer. And I play Lillian Dube's younger version of younger version of Lillian Dube. But I'm like a fighter. So I'm like a book. What do you call it? Photo book girl, you know.
Okay.
So I go around fighting like the Batman, and like I'm an action hero, sort of.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yes, really cool.
What's that one called?
It's called The Chemo Club. It's coming out sometime
this year.
The Chemo Club.
How do you spell chemo?
Chemo, like, you know, chemo for cancer?
Oh, okay.
Chemo
oh,
Club, yes.
Is it kind of linked to Lillian?
Yes, it is. Okay. It's linked to Lillian and Brimilda's fight with cancer and how they fought it. And so I guess we sort of personify the... You know, their warrior-ness and their inner strength.
For it.
Yes, yes.
Okay, date for release for that?
I have no idea yet. Ooh. But sometimes...
Have you finished shooting for that?
Yes,
already?
We shot that last year.
Wow.
Yes.
Sure, so a lot going on, hey?
Yeah, a lot going on, a lot of exciting things. I'm also writing a series, a web series right now that will probably be out at the end of the year.
Okay.
It's going to be really exciting, so watch out for that. It's called Laundry.
Are you airing your daily laundry?
Yes, it's a lot of
your personal dirty laundry.
Yeah, we were just talking about dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dirty laundry, my mother's dirty laundry, my friend's dirty laundry. I think I'm going to be infamous after this one, but I think it's a story that needs to be told.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's exciting.
And what's the name of the series?
It's called Laundry.
Another one word.
Yeah.
You're into the one word name.
It's like Adele. Adele has all your numbers, and you just have your one word. So
yeah, that's my thing.
Everyone has like a lucky charm of some sort.
So you're Mpolo King.
Yes, Mpolo King, yes.
Yeah, one word.
Yes.
Mpolo King, we have to wrap it up, unfortunately.
Thank you so much, it was very, very quick,
but please can you come back? Because I think we've got
a
lot to talk about.
But I now know it is.
Okay, cool.
I now know it is, which is really important.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
thank
and good luck
so
with that.
We can't.
When is it air?
It airs every Mondays at 8 o'clock on Sansi Magic.
Perfect timing, hey?
Perfect.
Very, very cool.
thank you
so much for joining us, and thank you for joining us on The Buzz today.
Thank you so much. We had a fun time.
We had an awesome time.
We did. Enjoy the polo. Enjoy chilling.
Yes. And also happy Mother's Day to all the mothers this week.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Happy soon-to-be mother.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. And we'll catch you back next week. I'll tell you more about my adventures at Sun City.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us.
Cliff Central Revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.